It's time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwyn Show.
You heard the lady. It is that time of day. Our favorite time of day. When we go beyond the boring drab of the news. We go to the lighter side of sports, the lighter side of life. Bring you stories that are good, bad, and dumb. Producer Ron puts it together for us every single day. Ron, what have you for us today on the good, the bad, and the dumb?
I have two goods, one dumb, and I'm skipping bad today because the bad is too bad for me to even want to talk about.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm gonna take your advice on that.
So I have two goods. Like I said before, the good, my first good, is the feel-good moment of the holiday season because we need it.
Yes.
There are two Irishmen fake fighting outside a pub in Ireland, I guess, somewhere. And, you know, when I say Irishmen, you can kind of guess their state of inebriation.
Perfectly sober and rational human beings.
But what they were doing, they were mocking Ireland's greatest fighter, Conor McGregor.
Oh, they were doing the walk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or like the crawl, like, you know, getting down, sparring with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess who pulled up?
Oh, no.
Conor McGregor.
Did he join them?
He didn't get out of the car. He just, you know, yelled at them from the car, and they just lost it.
What did he say, though?
Oh, that part was inaudible.
Okay.
You just see these two going, oh, my God, look at you. You know, just going crazy.
So it's something in Gaelic.
Probably.
Yeah. Something that, all right. It's good that he didn't get out and give them an instruction. That was, you know.
Right.
But seriously, what an ego stroke that is. You're just like cruising around Dublin, minding your own business, just driving around the boulevard, and then all of a sudden you see two guys out there hammering it up, mocking you, and like imitating you in all your moves. That's got to be – I imagine you're feeling pretty good about yourself after that.
Definitely. Now, my other good is a brother's Christmas present to his sister,
okay,
which was awesome. I guess he's been upset with her for the last year or two. Because her hair is always clogging the shower drain, as you know, hair would do.
As it can happen, yeah.
So his Christmas present to her was he gave her a card, said, "Hey, your Christmas present's in the driveway."
Oh no!
She walks out. She sees a brand new, I believe, a Ford Mustang or Ford Camaro or Chevy Camaro, and it says "Merry Christmas, Morgan" with a big red bow on it. So imagine she's probably really excited. She gets into the car. She sits there, and in there is an envelope. She assumes the keys.
Oh, no.
And he's like, yeah, I rented this car. Can you return it for me?
Oh, no.
I have not yet paid the bill, but in lieu of, I spent too much shopping for all of the rest of our family, so money is really tight, so that's why you need to pay the bill. But I've collected these gift cards over the past year. You can have them. And they're like to Applebee's and Subway.
Dude. That is cold-blooded.
Yeah,
man.
But I love the idea. I love the effort.
That's putting effort into your being diabolical.
That's a thoughtful gift.
Some people are not nearly thoughtful enough in their diabolical nature. That is something else, yep. Man.
My dumb for the day, just recently, this just happened, or a lady posted this online yesterday. It's going viral. Or tweeted this out yesterday. Her fiance dumped her just before Christmas.
Okay.
He probably should have waited because she held up a sign from Jerry World yesterday saying, "My fiance dumped me just before Christmas. I decided to use his Christmas present anyways," which were two tickets looking pretty close to the field at Cowboys Lions.
Get out of here, dude.
Probably should have waited. That's the dumb. You always wait till after Christmas.
Yes, get your
presents and then go ahead and do it.
Exactly. And you can make a clean break after that point. Wow.
So, but obviously, the bad of the day.
Yeah, let's get it
world
out
there is our beloved Princess Leia has passed away.
Oh, my God.
Carrie Fisher, dead at the age of 60, suffered a massive heart attack. What was it, on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
I believe.
Same thing as Alan Thicke.
Yeah, seemed to be stable. Her mom even let everyone know, Debbie Reynolds let everyone know that she was in stable condition. But unfortunately, she has lost her life.
And jeez.
2016 just won't quit.
It won't. And what's scary is we have four more days You know,
I know.
It's like it's.
I'd be fear if I was anything of a celebrity. I'd be fearful.
I know. Thank God we're not. Thank God we're not.
I mean, you know, I think you're going to start seeing a lot of older celebrities go into hiding.
Yeah.
And
no.
Then January 1st, you're going to see massive amounts of tweets and pictures of someone like Bruce, we said yes, like Bruce Springsteen or Paul McCartney.
It's not just that they're celebrity. I mean, because the term celebrity gets broadened pretty big.
Yeah, right? I mean, if a Kardashian,
Adam Soleil, the YouTube guy, is technically a celebrity.
Any Kardashian, but, it's just like we could do it without.
But these are iconic.
Yeah,
I mean, Prince, George Michael,
Muhammad Ali,
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah,
these are people who are synonymous with like the most, some of the biggest roles in the biggest movies and that there ever
character,
have been.
Yeah, I mean,
larger than life characters.
Yeah, a character so much that it prohibited her as an actress moving forward in life. I mean, she did a lot of other things, but you couldn't help anything she was in. You couldn't help see, oh, look, Princess Leia's and When Harry Met Sally.
The only person from that entire group that did anything unrelated to his character in that group and did it to any kind of notoriety was Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
A great actor like Alec Guinness, Sir Alec Guinness.
Yeah.
His earlier performances, his earlier acting career gets trumped by a short, measly performance of Obi-Wan.
Yeah, exactly right. And he was like 67 years old.
Yeah, no, but he had a great career. He was an Oscar winner. Bridge on the River Kwai.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, a great acting career, but we only remember him as Obi-Wan.
He's Obi-Wan. And if you strike him down, he'll come back far. Wait, what is it again?
Strike me down, I'll come back even more powerful than you could ever imagine.
Possibly imagine. Poor Carrie Fisher. Poor all of us.
She'll come back as more powerful than we can possibly
imagine. I hope so. Keep it locked here at SB Nation Radio.